From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. While Alabama boasts an unemployment rate that is among the lowest in the country, its workforce participation rate consistently lags the national average. That means many Alabamians are neither employed nor actively seeking work. Reporter Olivia McMurray explores the reasons behind it and efforts to improve.
Margaret Jenkins and Chancellor Maryland are sitting in a cubicle inside the Birmingham Career Center, ironing out the details of Jenkins' work history. Maryland is an employment security representative at the center, one of 56 across Alabama run by the state's labor department, recently renamed the workforce department.
So this portion right here is your most recent jobs after you worked here, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so you worked at Dollar Tree, Jack's, Bojangles, Arby's.
The reason why so much is I've been times where I've been working two jobs at one time, mm-hmm. trying to get myself back up while I could.
Jenkins says she wants a new career, training, and education all at once. But for now, she's not part of Alabama's workforce. The state's workforce participation rate is tied for third worst in the country. For the vast majority of the past 50 years, Alabama's rate has trailed the nation's by 4 to 6 percentage points, just like today. The low rate has gained a lot of attention in recent years. So why now? Because companies are starting to feel the pinch through worker shortages, says Ed Castile, Deputy Secretary of the Alabama Commerce Department.
We knew there was issues, but there's always been enough people. Well, now there's not.
If companies can't find employees, the many steps Alabama has taken to attract businesses won't be sufficient, says Greg Reed, Secretary of the Workforce Department.
You do all of that, and you cannot answer this question, you're in trouble in growing your economy. And that is when the investor asks, if I'm going to invest $100 million in building a facility in the state of Alabama, rather than going to another state or another country, how are you going to guarantee me that I will have a ready workforce, and not only today, but years to come?
The reasons so many Alabamians have opted out of the workforce are varied. Data suggests factors include high child and elder care costs, lack of transportation and affordable housing, low educational attainment, and skills mismatches. Other contributors are poor health, disability, criminal backgrounds, low wages, and a lack of opportunity in rural areas. Back at the Career Center, it becomes clear Margaret Jenkins exemplifies many of these factors. Without a high school degree, she spent decades working on and off in low-wage jobs while caring for her sick mother and child, neither of whom can walk. Her daughter, now 28, has suffered from serious health problems since birth. Jenkins' mother got sick in 2002. Jenkins says her caregiving responsibilities impacted her ability to work consistently.
When I'm going out dealing with other people, I bring back germs and stuff to them that they wasn't able to tolerate. They wind up in the hospital, so I have to leave the job. Sometimes I could go back, sometimes they wouldn't allow me to come back.
The years of caregiving took a toll on Jenkins' own health, and she recently moved both her mother and daughter to facilities where they can receive better care. She experienced homelessness and left the Anniston area for Birmingham, hoping to find more job opportunities and to use public transportation since she doesn't have a car. Economists classify these challenges affecting workforce participation into three categories: economic, social/cultural, and, most importantly, demographics. Alabama has more people who tend to face employment barriers, and many groups of people who struggle with those challenges, including older workers, veterans, disabled people, and those without a high school degree, are less likely to work in Alabama than in other states. The Working for Alabama package of bills the governor signed last year not only renames and reorganizes the Labor Department, it also provides tax credits for employers to build and operate child care facilities, and for developers to build low-income housing. An education bill and a bill establishing a public-private corporation to support workforce development are also part of the package. That legislation represents progress, says Dev Wakely, worker policy advocate at Alabama Arise, but he adds that tax credits for corporations aren't enough, and the bills don't address many root causes of employment barriers.
We need a lot more out of the state if we're going to really address these problems.
Wakely says meaningfully improving workforce participation will require investing in people and adopting worker-friendly policies. He cites Alabama's low wages and the need for paid parental leave, substantial support for public transit, affordable health care for everyone, and an end to the state's antagonistic stance toward labor unions.
When you're really trying to build an economy, you actually focus it on the workers. The tension between trying to build a modern economy and Alabama's economic structure, which is reliant upon cheap, exploitable labor, those tensions are real. And until we move past that mentality, there's always going to be a problem when we're talking about real best practices.
Workforce Secretary Greg Reed says the legislature and the governor are willing to do more as it becomes clear which strategies are working.
If you can impact opportunity for job growth by benefiting the business, great, we're interested. If the best impact is going to be direct benefit to the employee as an individual taxpayer, then we're going to look to do that. There may be a window of time where we try some different options and see what the outcomes are going to be.
Margaret Jenkins is happy with the resources she found at the Birmingham Career Center. She left the center with plans to get her GED and possibly a commercial driver's license.
I would be very interested in a truck driver. That is a very growing industry, and they make a lot of money.
Alabama's workforce should be gaining at least one new member very soon. For WBHM, I'm Olivia McMurray.